Our colleague Mark Wetzel from KSL 5 TV captured some amazing video last night of a bright streak in the skies over northern Utah.
Wetzel, a TV photographer, was returning from an assignment when he saw it.
And I started pulling my phone out. I thought, well, I'm going to take a picture of this with my phone. And then I realized that 4 feet behind me, I've actually got a professional TV camera. So then I jump out of the car and I scramble to the back and I'm trying to get a memory card in. And it's dark and I don't want to drop it because I'm watching this thing go up and over me. You could see the orange, the main ball, and you could see other things that, as it gets closer, you could see other dots next to it that were running parallel with it. So it was obviously something from outer space, and it was obviously something that was breaking up. And I had no idea if it was a satellite, if it was a spacecraft, if it was the International Space Station. I just didn't know. I knew it was something interesting.
It just goes to show you the age we live in. He thought of his phone first, but except for the camera in the back of his car. Clark Planetarium Director Seth Jarvis agrees it was interesting. He says it came from the booster stage of a Chinese rocket re-entering the atmosphere.
I actually first saw it looking at the KSL website because your guy caught that video. Kudos to your photographer, by the way, for scoring that. But the giveaway is that it's slow. It was like nearly a minute going overhead, very shallow path, and you could watch pieces falling off of it. And say, oh, that's the booster disintegrating. As the pieces heat up, it kind of comes unstuck and various parts fail, and you can just watch stuff flaking away from it. So the cool thing is that most of the time, shooting stars, a meteor or a meteorite that makes it to the ground, those things are visible for 1 or 2 seconds. If it's 3 seconds long, it's really memorable. This was like about a minute long, and you saw stuff falling off of it. That was just awesome.
Jarvis says it's actually a good thing that space junk, like leftover rocket parts, burn up in the atmosphere because near-Earth orbit is becoming increasingly crowded. Now, that can make it difficult or even dangerous to put people into space.
And if you haven't seen that video yet, you can go to KSL.com and see it.
It's fun to look at. Yeah.